The Gemara brought what it brings in a few different places in Shas, and that is Rav Tzair Kavra, Rav Chanina Tzair Charusa, Rav Chizda Samech, Rav Hoshia Ayin, and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Makusa. So there were different Amayuron that when they signed the document, they didn't sign their name, but rather they would have a simen, a symbol, some insignia. It was something that was well known. And as a result, if you would see a document and you would see that picture or that simon, you would know that it belonged to that Amoyer. Rav's symbol was a fish. Rav Chanina was a branch of a palm tree. Rav Chizda would make a samach. Rav Hoshi would make an ayin. And Rabbi Bar Rav Huna would draw a picture of the mast of a ship. If you take a look at the Rashbam, says as follows. Dibra maschil Rav Tzair Kafra. He says, anyone that's going to come and try to say a pshat, why Rav's picture was a fish and why Rav Chanina's picture was a charusa, you should know he's making a mistake. Meaning, the Rashbam is bavarning a pulpit rabbi, he's bavarning a baldarshin who's going to get up and he's going to say a pshat, why Rav used to make a fish versus Rav Chanina used to make a charusa. You should know he's making a toys. Veshemo, says the Rashbam, al shema say. It could be the reason they did it was just based on their conduct, based on their anhaga. Zen nohag lechol dogim, v'zen nohag b'tmarim. Rav used to eat fish. Rav Chanina used to eat dates. As a result, v'sim nabam ha'yoysin, so he made a fish and he made a charusa. But if you're going to start getting involved in pnimius and you're going to start telling me pshatlach and shtekel Torah, Rav used to make a picture of a fish because Rav was noyeg to eat fish. And Rav Chanina used to make a charusa because Rav Chanina was noyeg to eat marim. If you take a look at the Marshal in his Agoyus on the Rashbam, here in Chachma Shloima, he says as follows, V'li nira, ze diktek v'nizir gedoivam l'kovet Shabbos. I think that the reason Rav would make a fish is not because Rav liked eating fish, but rather it was ze diktek v'nizir bedogim gedoivam l'kovet Shabbos k'di'isa b'perikol k'isvei v'ze b'tmarim toivim, as opposed to Rav Chanina, who l'kovet Shabbos would eat dates. Meaning, from the Rashbam, it sounds like if you gave Rav a menu, he would always choose fish. And if he gave Rav Chanina a menu, he would always choose tamarim. Says the Chachma Shloima, I don't know, it's making me a little bit uncomfortable. V'li nira, you want to know what I think? Zed diktek v'nizah b'dogam g'doylam l'kovet Shabbos. V'zeh b'tmarim toivin. And by the way, the Marshal says, k'di'isa b'perikol kisvei. What's he referring to? He's referring to a Gemara. The Gemara is a Masech to Shabbos, taf kuf yud ches amad beis. We know there's a mitzvah of the karasa l'Shabbos oynik. Oynik Shabbos. Says the Gemara, ba'med ma'angoy, hey, it's supposed to be ma'anik the Shabbos, Rav Yehuda b'rei, Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, mishmei de Rav Amas, Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, right? Shavisi Hashem l'nag di somit, the mikri dardiki, the Rebbe Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, that I heard from Rav, and you know what he said? B'tav shul shal tardin, v'dogim g'doylin, v'rosh Shumit, Tavshel Shal Tardin, cooked beets, dogim gedoylim, grosse fish, and Rosh Hashumin, cloves of garlic. But the bottom line is, Rav used to eat dogim gedoylim. So being that he used to eat dogim gedoylim, that's why he used to make a fish. Rav Chanina l'kovet Shabbos probably eat more. Meaning, from the Rashbam, he doesn't say a word about kovet Shabbos. It sounds like this is what he used to like. Right, Rav used to like fish, and Rav Chanina used to like tamarim. Zok to Marshal, it's probably more related to the way that they were Ma'anik Shabbos. Now it's mistaber the reason Rav was Ma'anik Shabbos with dog and gedoyim was because he liked fish. And the reason Rav Chanina was Ma'anik Shabbos with tamarim was because he liked tamarim. But the Rashbam says it more like he was noyik to eat dogim, he was noyik to eat tamarim. The lean nira, that this is more of a cheshbin as it relates to Kovet Shabbos. And the truth is, you read this Rashbam before you see the Marshal, it makes you a little bit uncomfortable. You know, the Bali Musa used to say that, you know, people say they like fish. So the Bali Musa would say, you like fish? If you liked fish, you wouldn't kill the fish and you wouldn't eat the fish. You don't like fish, you like yourself. And you have a geschmack when you eat fish. So mainly you eat fish, right? Rav likes fish. I mean, this is mamish. This is mamish what the Bali Musa used to shy about. And this is l'chayr what's mooching the Marshal over here. And that's why the Marshal says that this was more of an Indian with Kovet Shabbos. I saw a ha'orin of flaw, Kitarka Bakodesh, in the Megadim Chadoshim. From Agoyin Agoda, Rav David Yoel Weishlita. And this is in Parshas Re'eh. It's on the Pasuk that says, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Alekecha Es Gvulcha, Va'amarta So the Gemara Masechtas Chulin, Daf Pei Dalur Amar Aleph, says as follows: Tanu Rabbanon Ki Yarchiv Hashem Alikech Es Gvulcha Limda Toira Derech Eretz. From this pasuk, we learn Derech Eretz. Shlo Yoichal Adam Baser Elo L'Teyavik. Meaning the pasuk says that in the event a person is going to have a taiva to eat baser, right? Ki yarchiv Hashem alikech es gvulcha kasha diberlach va'amar to oichla baser. Why? Ki sav nafshecha lecha baser. Because you can have a taiva. Oh, if you have a taiva to eat baser, b'chalav es nafshecha teicha baser. Then you should go satisfy your taiva and eat baser. So the Gemara says, you see from here that the only time you should eat baser is if you have a taiva. I mean, if you have a taiva and your mamash can't overcome it, eat baser. But indiscriminately to start eating baser, that's something you should do. So the Gemara says, Yochel, you were thinking, yikach adam in ashuk v'yoichal, that maybe you should even go to the shuk and buy animals to shech them. So like this, you're going to have baser. Talmud loymar v'zavachtom mipkarcho mitzoyncho. Meaning, if you're such a gevir that you own bakar and soin, and then one day, you know, you go to your bakar and soin seller and you say, you know something, I want to pull out some bakar and soin and I want to shecht it gesuntehe. But to buy bakar and soin, that means you don't own bakar and soin. So you're going to buy it to eat baser? No, then you're not supposed to eat baser. That's a luxury that's not meant for you. You would think, okay, let's say a person has a whole flock. He should mamish, make one big shechita and eat all this bakar and soin. Or, Talmud loyma, mi bekarcha, v'loy kol bekarcha, mi tzoincha, v'loy kol tzoincha. Says the Brice, Mikan Omer Ablaz ben Azariah. Mishi Eshlai Mana, if somebody has a mana, his net worth is a mana, yikach lefasle litra yoker. He should take a litra of yoker, and that's what he should put into his pot. Fasle means his pot. So if you want to put into your kdera litra yorek, that's something you're allowed to do. Asara mana, let's say you're a big gvir, you're not just worth a mana, you're worth 10 manas, so you don't have to eat vegetables. Yikach lefasle litra dragim, you could even eat fish. Chamisha mana, let's say you mamish, you have 50 mana, yikach lefasle litra basar. You could even eat basar. Meya mana, let's say it's meya mana, then you could do the inochemas. Now the way Rashi explains, v'inachemas, let's say you're this person. You have a mana, you have 10 mana, you have 50 mana. Right, you're this guy. So you can eat vegetables, you're eating fish, and you're eating flesh. When are you supposed to eat it? May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Meaning, even if you have all the money, you're only supposed to eat it mishabbos l'shabbos. Amar Rav, Rav said, srichen anu lachash l'divrei zaken. We have to be chayish for what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that what a person eats is very oiske cheshmen, right? We're rationing food, like in a very, very nuanced way. But here's the bottom line. Regardless of who you are, when are you supposed to eat your food? It's me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Ve'inuch emas, it's me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. And Rav said, tzrichin anu lochosh le'divrei zaken, that we have to be chayish for the zaken. It's a freak, Rav David Yoel, why shlita? He says, I don't understand the Rashbam. The Rashbam seemed to say that Rav was noyik to eat fish. Like this was his minik. The Marshal's haggah on the Rashbam was, no, it was l'kovet Shabbos. As if to say that he understood in the Rashbam, and that's for sure the simple understanding of the Rashbam, that Rav was always noyik to eat fish. How could that be? Rav said, tzrichin anu lochash l'divrei zaken. And it sounds like the inochemas, it's nafka mi'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. So if it's nafka mi'Shabbos l'Shabbos, there's no way Rav's eating fish during the week anyway. I mean, it's all a moot point. Because l'chayr, Rav himself is only eating fish mi'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. Emes is that he brings another Gemara. This Gemara is a Chulin Daf Tzadik Hamad Beis, where the Gemara says, Rav loy mesane mesudas rishus. That samazay, Rav was never nena from mesudas rishus. But the bottom line is, this is his aris. Aris, if you understand the Rashbam kipshutoy. So it sounds like from the Rashbam that Rav was always noyik to eat fish. L'chari yabam afurish Gemara, that's mashma, not that way. Amar Rav tzrichen anu lochish l'divrei zaken. Just one geshmak eknech that he mentions toich dvarim. This is classic, Rav David Yoel Weiss. And that is the Gemara says in my cotton daf yud aleph amar aleph. Rav ikla lebei Rav Shapir. Rav once came to Rav Shapir. I see the kamayo ahu kavra. And they served him a fish. Tilso bishula, a third of the fish was boiled, tilsa milcha, a third of the fish was salted, vitilsa tavio, and a third of the fish was broiled. Good. They served him a fish. Rav went to Rav Shapir, and they served him a fish, a third azoy, a third azoy, a third azoy. If you take a look at Rashi, my cotton, your aleph, amad aleph, Rashi adds one word, Rav ikla b'moyed. And he's matmir, Rav David Yoel Weiss, it's mamish, not klar, why Rashi said it happened b'moyed. Now it's a mesechtes my cotton. Aber fart, mechatesa, it happened b'moyed. The sugi over there is about fish. And if that's the case, How did Rashi know it was b'moyed? And like l'may itzterich, zokta it's pashmit. It's Rav Lishitosoi in Masechtes Chulin Daf Pei Dal Amud Aleph Tzrichin Anu Lachos Shel Divrei Zaken. And by the way, Rav also in Tzadikei Amud Beis in Masechtes Chulin, where the Gemara says Rav never was nena misudas rishos. So what's going on over here? Rav is sitting down and he's eating fish. On a regular day, it can't be. Zokta Rashi b'moyed. It has to be. It was b'moyed. And that's why it's a Maikon. But the point is, the Hechich to say that it was B'moyed maybe was based on this Inyan that Rav Stamazoi wouldn't eat fish. But either way, this is this Inyan here. So again, the Rashbam said that any person that's going to give drushes and he's going to give pshetlach as it relates to why Rav would sign a fish, Rav Chanina, a charus, etc., etc., in the Elataya, Rav was noyik to eat fish, Rav Chanina was noyik to eat tamarim. The Marshal says, it can't be, it just... Rav loved fish, right? It seems a little modna. Oh, it means Lukavit Shabbos. We have Rav David Yoel Weiss's Ha'ara from Rav Lishitasa in Chulin Pei Dalet Amud Aleph Chulin Tzadikei Amud Beis. Maybe that's Pshat and Rashi and Mike Cotton Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph.